Zer Empresario Magazine Presents, The Serious Job of Having Fun, by Dante A. Mosquez Beltran. Countless occasions, in places as diverse as a closed street in a neighborhood in Ciudad Jimenez, Chip, under a palapa on the seashore in Puerto Escondido, Oaks, in the bedroom of an apartment in the old neighborhood of Coyoacan, CDMX, or under the shade of a tree in Villa de Ayala, more, I have dedicated time to paying attention to the way in which girls and boys concentrate, immerse themselves in a hobby, a game or a task. It is an interesting situation in many ways. The activity is chosen, not imposed. No prior knowledge or experience is required to start playing. The means and resources at hand are used, and on many occasions they are given expressions, personality, characteristics and even superpowers, sounds, exclamations, interjections and even complete words, phrases and sentences can be added to enrich the dynamics or performance of the characters. On many occasions the game involves a challenge, a goal, a test of ability, skill or knowledge. More participants can be integrated who also contribute proposals and alternatives based on the scene that is already set. The guidelines, if there are any, are easily understandable. In everyday conditions, we could say that, beyond the time required to study, learn and cultivate, each one finds or takes advantage of a moment, a place and a condition to start playing. You only need to observe the environment, focus on something that calls attention, trigger the curious, meticulous or even inquisitive sense and begin to break down, with surprising seriousness and concentration, with imagination and fantasy as allies, a story between pets, a scene from a movie or television series, an epic feat or to an intergalactic odyssey that goes to infinity and beyond. Typically, the game could continue indefinitely until the possibilities are exhausted, the challenge is achieved, the scene ends, or a voice is heard indicating that it is time to eat or sleep. It's noticeable when a girl doesn't play. It is evident when a child isolates himself and seems to prefer not to interact or only be a distant observer. So much so, that specialists promote and emphasize the benefits associated with the game, beyond the recreational part and entertainment. Go to any McDonald's at times where there are many people, there will always be boys and girls passing by, in a matter of minutes, from perfect strangers to friends and from distant people to adventure companions, conquerors of tubular peaks or expert swimmers in ball pools. Did you have a childhood like that? So, don't be surprised if, now an adult, you still retain traces or sparks of that pipiolo spirit. He who plays during childhood, has fun throughout his entire life. The vast majority of my swimming students, also my great childhood friends, all already installed on the 5th, 6th and even the 7th floor of their lives, could testify to the healthy distance they keep from depression and discouragement. They know each other, they have had their encounters, and disagreements, and have learned to respect them by avoiding inviting them to cohabit in their homes. Since I have known them, my friends have a wide background of witticisms, funny expressions, a sense of humor and some have loud and scandalous laughter. I can say that, even their mischief, sayings, jokes and some nonsense that never goes out of style, have served and served to move away from the shores of the emotional swamp and focus on what is really important. At some point during the talk, they take time to remind us that great days also happen, that in some there are torrents, but that tomorrow, with some certainty, the sun will rise again, we will be able to face the vicissitudes and get back on the path. A fun, entertaining, dynamic and enthusiastic life is not only part of the childhood stage, no matter how many adults hammer it left and right when one reaches the age of 18, it is a perspective and an approach that makes what we decide meaningful, promote, undertake or hire us to do. Many shopkeepers sing while arranging provisions and groceries at the beginning of the morning. They smile and are friendly when a customer arrives. Many public transport drivers greet the passenger who boards the unit. Several teachers and daycare managers establish varied dynamics to receive and say goodbye to their students every day. Likewise, entrepreneurs interact with their clients and suppliers by asking about their families, their weekends and vacations, or their state of health before getting down to business. Several managers, directors and executives take the time to greet, exchange impressions and keep an eye on the mood of their collaborators. It is no longer unusual to hear operators, technicians and manual workers whistle, hum or sing the songs of their choice during the workday. In the best way they can and know how, they season, nuance, color the day with the spirit, impetus and disposition of an adult who has not lost the spark germinated in childhood. Girls and boys take the game seriously. If you are already an adult, take the work seriously and practice it every day, as if it were a game. If you see it as a sacrifice, an undesirable task, or, even worse, as torment, martyrdom, or even hell, all the income you obtain from it will always seem insignificant, childish, insubstantial. Entrepreneur James Cash Penny, owner of all the JCPenney clothing stores, wrote, "Give me an ordinary collaborator with a goal and I will give you a person who will make history. Give me an exceptional person who has no goals and I will give you an average employee." Just as in childhood, the feeling of accomplishment, the moment during performance or at the end of the day, when you feel that you are doing something that you chose, that you like, that is worthwhile, is a vitamin that will keep you ready and focused for keep moving forward over time. Take the work of having fun seriously, for your benefit. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.